This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production.
So, you guys have just been obviously asleep, resting on your couches after your experiences, after you've obviously had your arm dislocated, and after you've essentially found that someone may well have been removed from your cell in a less than pleasant manner.
This is a horrible realization.
This isn't a cruise. Where's
Exactly.
my spa?
Eli is
Room
uncomfortable
service
with this.
sucks.
Where's the hot towel?
Where are my hot towels? Where are my hula girls?
Where are my free slippers?
Exactly. They don't even give you a free robe. This is a jumpsuit.
Can
So,
I
do
steal a
we
robe
have
if you're
shoes
not
or
comfortable?
socks?
Sorry?
Do we have shoes or
You
socks?
have like socks essentially. There's no
Right.
need for shoes.
There might be.
Not for us.
No, I'd quite like some
You're not
shoes.
going outside. And you spend most of your time in free float or in a gimbaled cat crash couch.
This is like killing me.
On your
Fucking
own.
hate space.
On your own.
own.
Literally singing to herself in the
Probably
other
would. Yeah, I'd
room.
probably start actually giving lectures to the blank space or talking to myself because I knew I'd have something to do.
She's talking about mining.
What do
Can
I
I
want mining?
hear
Give me a perception check.
Just to keep myself sane, I think I'd just like to do
Lecture
something.
out loud.
Oh, wow. Probably not. With a six and the fate of one.
No. So you don't hear anything.
Have I gone deaf?
You do
My
wonder.
eardrum.
You can barely hear anything from the ship.
Oh.
So.
Must have been that last maneuver.
So as you're stood there, sort of like listening away, I can't hear anything. You suddenly have the door open.
God, that's loud.
And you see Sergeant Yao sort of look at you right behind the door and smile at you, and then just grab you by the shoulder and pull you out of the cell.
Yeah, I will be like, that's where that
Clicking into place.
Making a mental note to myself not to stand by the door. Make it a little bit more difficult for him, at least.
So Yao sort of like smiles at you, grabs you by the shoulder, and pulls you out into the corridor and begins floating you down, essentially the spine of the ship. As you're going down, you pass the galley on your left, the medical room on your right, and you begin moving up towards what looks like probably where the operations deck would be. As you get up there on your left-hand side, it takes you to another armored door. Which opens up, and it's like a room with a chair orientated down at this point in time. A chair and a table orientated down, and there is a man sitting there in a naval uniform. So he's in a black and red naval uniform, or black naval uniform with red trim, essentially.
Do I know what the red trim would indicate?
It was just MCRN. Martian standard sort of like military uniform.
Your
Okay.
planet's red.
Yes, it is. My planet.
Well, I've been kicked out,
Yao sort of like salutes this guy behind the table who salutes him back and then pushes you in and fits you down to the chair. As he fits you down to the chair, you get a manacle go up around your wrists and
Right.
around your feet, and you're basically bound to the chair,
Good.
which is bolted down
Oh,
onto the
good.
floor.
It's really turning out to be a really bad day.
Is it the same day? How do you know?
Again,
Assuming.
Yao salutes this man behind the table and walks out, and you hear the door lock down. So the man in front of you is of a What looks like probably a slightly Hispanic sort of background, probably maybe American, like Mexican Hispanic sort of feel. He's quite tall, just looking at the way he's built. He's got very, very dark hair, fairly olive skin.
Could he be Martian, given
Given the uniform
he's in the
and
uniform
given the ship he's
and given the ship he's on?
on.
But
Play the Martian card.
yeah, so I might try and play the "Don't you know who I am" card,
Okay.
because.
Yeah, so he's sat there. At the moment, he's sort of thumbing through a pad, essentially, going through some details and sort of flicking a few bits and pieces around. Hasn't really paid much attention to you at this point in time.
Well, I sit there for like an awkward 30 seconds,
Okay.
and then I will deliberately, kind of, as if I'm gonna lift my like right hand and like clank it on the shackles and go, "Oh, hello." So I would shake your hand, but I can't because I'm tied to a chair. And you are.
He sort of like looks over at you, looks back to his notes, and carries on sort of flicking through some bits and pieces.
This is going to be very one-sided, isn't it?
He looks up at you. "You can tell me, Mr. Walker."
"Oh, so you know who I am."
"I do know who you are."
"So you know, my father is going to be very disappointed to find out that I've been restrained against my will, unlawfully, shall we say?"
"I think your father would be very interested to find out that you were flying ballistic with no transponder towards a Martian warship."
"I didn't see
Best pilot in galaxy.
you." "All I can say to that is, oh dear."
"It's not my fault you're in my way."
"You're very lucky, Mr. Walker, that we didn't just shoot you out of the sky when you came flying in like that with no transponder."
"Fair point, I suppose."
"Approaching a Martian warship with no transponder in this period
Let's
seems.
mark it up to a mistake and send me on my way. Maybe a fine. I'm good with a fine. Maybe.
You know what?
Community service.
I know all about your father, and I know all about your background, and I know all about your wealth. Do you know what I think would be more penalizing to you than, say, a fine or sending you back to daddy for being told off?
Please tell me.
Several months in an isolated cell, being repentant for your sins."
"That doesn't really sound like me."
"No, but it does sound like a very good holiday."
"That sounds like the worst holiday. Where do you go on holiday?"
He goes back to flipping through his papers. "I see you have a lot of contacts on the go, Mr. Walker."
"Just comes with the territory, I suppose."
"I'm sure it does. I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Walker. I have several people on board who have friends in high places. Not just you. I'm looking for an inn with a few of them. Do you know anything about the belt?"
"Well, depends who you socialize with, I guess."
"You specialize in shipping and contracting, correct?"
"Yes."
"Anything you can tell me about this?" And he sort of flicks around a pad and he floats it over towards you and shows you some information about what looks like a group of irregular shipping manifests coming out of several sort of belt areas that were under known OPA control. All of these freighters that have shipped out appear to be from a competing company to your company, who you have some knowledge of, you know, like their family essentially, but nothing sort of particularly deep. But all of these ships have gone missing after they've left these OPA areas. And that's essentially all so that it says.
I don't really know anything about these particular transactions.
No.
No. I guess they're like competitors to us. I'd assume that they're coming out of hot zones and just got lost. Happens. That's why you got insurance.
Insurance. It's also why the UN and Mars were conducting joint operations to patrol the belt before the unfortunate activities of certain Earth-based corporations.
You're right. Earth-based corporations have put us under a lot of pressure recently.
They have, and he takes his pad back and begins flicking through it again. Does he have an Earther on board?
Really?
Well, I did have two, but you know how things go.
No, not really. Did they get lost?
Sometimes, you know, these sessions, he sort of just like glances around the room, get a little out of hand, and people have to be sent back.
What? Home? Just go home?
It is a long way home.
Do they get transport or are they just expected to walk?
I think it's a good walk, a nice brisk walk home.
You're so innocent, it's lovely. It's gonna shove me out of fucking hell, I'll do something.
Well, what do you need from me? And what's it worth to you?
Honestly, Mr. Walker, I don't really need anything from you other than to keep you silent for the next few months until we get back.
I can be quiet.
Excellent.
All you like. Just, you know, send me back to my father's. I won't leave for, let's say 6 months, as much as I hate my father. But I won't move or leave. You know, it could be beneficial to us both.
Won't move.
From Mars for at least 6 months.
See, the problem with taking you back to Mars or anywhere would be that we have to deviate back, and that would really hamper what I'm out here to do. And the ship, and he sort of gestures around, doesn't really have anything transportation wise that we could send you back in. I mean, I could give you an EVA pack, shove you out an airlock, and see if you made it back to the nearest station before you ran out of air. But I don't really want that to be brought up at tribunal with your father.
Then I suggest we make me feel a bit more comfortable, and I will happily give you whatever you need.
Son of a bitch, he's getting an upgrade!
Going from
super
economy to business class.
How many leads did I already?
Well, a six on the fate is pretty good.
It is.
Actually, get the dice.
I'm glad that that one didn't
hit the floor. Oh my god.
Because let's face it, we're going to have to re-roll that dice. Damn.
It's a five!
Is that a five?
It was a five.
I will take that five. Take five. If that is allowed.
That's 11. Plus
your bargaining skill?
Plus your bargaining.
Oh.
Which is a three.
It is a three, yeah. Oh,
so, what's that? So,
well, bargaining
15, 18 now. Plus your focus.
Damn.
Which is plus two, so it's 20.
So that is upgrade. A damn good roll.
So it is a very good roll. In fact, if we look at the chart, our 20 is basically nearly a nigh impossible roll.
Nice. Well, that was well done.
So
happily,
some
almost broken
getting
it.
An upgrade.
He sort of looks at you wearily. It's like, well, I do know who your father is, and I do know how influential, rolling his eyes, the Walker family can be.
We are persistent.
Persistent indeed. But at the end of the day, you are not one of these prisoners. He kind of just like looks down, sort of nods his back. But I cannot permit you to have free access to the ship. However, I can give you access to the galley and the head. And you can come and go from your room as you need. I'll have you removed from the brig and placed in one of the free crew quarters for the time being.
Son of a bitch!
Wow, that's very generous of you. Thank you very much.
If you do, however, come up with any more information concerning these movements, he sort of gives you the details again. Please let me know.
Maybe I can study them.
He gives you a lockdown hand terminal.
Excellent. And a hand terminal.
Son of a bitch.
That's how you weasel out of problems.
And that's what taking like persuasion as a skill phase. Yeah. That's so yes, we're also rolling a six.
You could have seduced him. Yeah. You're bargaining persuasion and seduction.
We don't know which way, you know.
That's true. The cookie crumbles.
Darius goes. Exactly.
And you, Darius.
Alfonso Darius.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
But he's not.
Although he did space the last Earther on board.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What can you do?
Send him back down to gravity well.
With a one-way ticket. Excellent.
Amelia is looking pretty solid right now.
I'm just going to sleep, I think.
Okay.
I've gone into a quiet phase.
Yeah, quiet phase.
Mm-hmm.
Playing your violin.
Don't have a violin.
In your mind.
Would that I could.
Mind violin.
Mind violin. I'll be trying to play bridge with myself mentally and count all the cards.
Against five other personalities that I've developed in this
team. Well, no, you have two and then there would be a dummy. So, like, you'd have to... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
And now I'm thinking about this way too much.
Mind bridge.
No, I'm going to go to sleep.
So, as this is all done, you hear Yao basically open the door behind you and come in, release your restraints.
My bestie.
The lieutenant sort of stands up, walks over to Yao and sort of like whispers in his ear about some instructions, and Yao sort of turns to him and looks and is like, sort of like nods towards you and is like, maybe, you know. He sort of like gives him a nod.
Connections.
And Yao begins sort of like walking you out rather than sort of like dragging you out of the cell. And begins wandering down through the ship with you sort of side by side. This is the medical facility, all automated. If you need anything, don't get friendly with the dispensers.
So it's because they're both called Matt.
Fair enough.
It's a map.
He then points over to the galley, ship's galley, access 24/7. It's a good coffee maker, fresh.
Any restrictions?
You can have whatever you want from the galley.
Thank you.
Begins walking you back down, and rather than going straight down the spine where you would have gone down to this chamber where all these cells are locked in, you actually realize there's sort of like a blast door in place on top of these, and you begin going up on like another stair vent going up.
Okay.
And you enter into what would be like an armored pod on top of the ship, which is where, or an orientation on top of the ship where the wizard was, and there are six crew quarters above. At the moment, it looks like four of these are in use, and there's a couple of spare.
Excellent.
So it takes you towards one of them. This is your bunk for the time being. Couches here, terminal here. If you need anything, we'll be around. Darius has vouched for you. I'm still keeping my eye on you, boy.
Well, who wouldn't? Well, thanks for making me comfortable. I'm sure we'll get to know each other anyway.
I'm sure we will. And he turns, begins wandering off again on the float, wandering back down towards where the operations deck is.
Excellent. I will not pressure them anymore. Having a massive win like that. Straight off.
We're going to get some donuts up there.
Where's my foot massage?
My lobster thermidor.
My lobster thermidor, my foot massage, my hula girl.
Well, I'm halfway what? There.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't want to do that. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
All good movies start with a black screen.
They will be.
Anyway, sorry. Okay. Apologize for interrupting.
So, that's no real difference, is it, to normal, to be honest? So.
You know, Rahandral and Rahandral and Flat are going to suffer next game.
We need boundaries.
Boundaries.
I'm joking.
Safe boundaries.
You're not about to have your fingernail ripped off.
I'm about to have a pedicure, it sounds like.
Yeah, me too.
A different kind
We're
of
just going to take them off and wash them for you.
Yeah. Have you ever had your bones polished?
So you're slightly sick. Have you ever had, like, you've seen the injections where you to get bone marrow? Have you ever seen that? Don't just like.
That sounds horrific.
Yeah. So we may well be getting pretty horrific shortly, anyway.
And you can have some wine.
To numb the pain.
To numb the pain. Right.
So I'm after, you know, like an indeterminate period of time with you playing bridge in your mind.
And probably go to sleep or something.
Yeah, so you kind of cry a bit more. You wake up from
and
your...
And then be angry and then be crying and then, yeah.
So do you want to roll just to see if you're asleep or awake?
Okay. Three or one?
Probably just one, and we'll just do 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
4, 5, 6.
3.
Okay. You're still asleep at this point in time.
Okay.
And you're up in your room.
Stifling a yawn.
So yeah, quite literally stifling a yawn.
It's so hard. Yeah. Oh, it's difficult being rich.
No.
What? It's difficult being rich.
I believe we're going to have two very different experiences in this game. At least to start with.
Mm.
But which one of them is the spy?
Well, it's not me.
Well, it's not me!
See, planted. See, planted.
Triggered. So...
I'm far too sassy.
Whilst you're sleeping,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you just going to stay in your room?
I will. I'm going to leave the door open if I can.
I want to speak to Alfonso. Okay. He said he was going to speak to me. It's been ages. Actually, I don't know how long it's been, but it feels like ages.
Exactly. Can you roll me the red d6? Okay. So.
Two, got two.
You're basically lying a bit asleep in your couch, essentially. You're. Keeping your door open, but you're wandering around, yeah.
Yeah, just inside my
just inside your room.
Yeah, thinking. I won't push. Obviously, I'm pretty on the line at the moment, anyway. So yeah. I think I'll probably just keep myself to myself.
So whilst you're just pottering around and sort of wandering about, suddenly the lights on board the ship switch from being like their sort of normal sort of daytime mode, like bright white sort of light. Everything falls into red. And a proximity alarm begins sounding all over the ship.
I will throw myself into the crash couch.
Okay.
Immediately.
A high G alarm begins blazing as well.
I'll be tapped in.
For any time, for any time maneuver. Roll me a crash couch check.
And this will be against...
So your dex.
Dexterity. Ooh, not a brilliant roll. With
a two on the fade.
A two on the fade and a six overall. And plus two. That's an eight.
Yeah, so you just about buckle yourself into the crash couch in the panic. You're like, oh my god, what's going on?
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Warship.
Warship, roll me another d6. My fate dice.
My fate dice, damn you, come on. Oh, that's a bit better.
Yeah, okay.
Rolled a five.
So you still managed to get yourself in. And pull your legs and get yourself bothered in. You're like, okay. And then suddenly, as the ship gets pulled from one side to the other, like it's trying to avoid fire.
Wow.
And you begin feeling the vibration all across the ship of what feels like probably a BDC firing off, which is a point defense cannon, no one knows from the Expanse, which is like a rotary Gatling gun that fires Teflon-coated rounds. Yeah, Teflon Cunted tungsten rounds.
Nice.
In fact, or Teflon Cunted, high explosives. Mm.
Is there any way for me to shut the door from my trash can?
Pulled. No. Okay. So your door is open at this point in time.
Damn.
You're not wearing a jumpsuit anywhere.
No, no.
Or no, rather no. A
spacesuit.
You are in your couch and you suddenly and very violently get woken up by this blazing noise. Your room, for once in its life, is dark but with a red light just shining in. And there is a blazing alarm going off in here. And as you're sort of looking around and experiencing all the ship suddenly lurches to one side heavily. And then you begin feeling it vibrate all around you.
Okay. Like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Help! So what is going on? Look at the cameras, help! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
Again, the ship sort of lurches again, but this time sort of up, like pulling like another manoeuvre, and you sort of feel yourself get punched into your couch.
Try not to throw up, yeah. I think, because I don't like space travel at the best of times. Yeah. So
you've gone from 0G essentially to like being suddenly like pushed around really quite heavily. And then you start feeling the ship sort of punch like into a high G maneuver. You crack up again to having essentially someone just like crushing you. Oh. And you feel the couch prick you with a set of needles injecting you with the juice to keep you under essentially while these maneuvers are going on. You're sort of like feeling a bit lucid and also,
this could be Earth, though. This could be Earth.
Rescue mission.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
Daddy?
This could be Earth, please.
So again, you feel sort of like the injection going in you as well, and you sort of feel like the euphoric, and yet completely wired and awake.
That's the opposite.
Exactly. So you sort of feel wide awake but also completely euphoric at the same time, like I mean sort of slowing down time wise and you begin feeling the vibrations more sort of like like waving through the ship as it's firing. You feel like perhaps something else is firing on board, so you feel like almost like a ripple going up the ship as it's firing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Would that be a railgun of some kind?
It's a railgun, yeah.
Oh, well, it's got some real ordnance on board then.
Yeah.
Nice.
Capital railgun.
Might survive. PVCs. Potentially.
Potentially survive.
Well, my odds have just gone up, so I feel slightly more reassured, I guess.
Although...
Help!
There's some very different experiences going on. This is really cool, man.
Well, I'm very comfortable.
This is a much bigger couch.
much better fit.
I'm just panicking because if any kind of round comes through here, I'm going to be in vacuum.
Yep.
So
is he.
So I'm
just going for a ride.
I don't know what to do. There's nothing I really can do. Can I kind of look over towards the door? Is the door open for the emergency?
No, your door's not open.
Damn it. I don't know what to do. I try and grit my teeth and panic all the way through.
Okay.
White knuckle it till it's over.
So again, you've got like a lot of sort of movements of things going on and, movement jerking back and forth. The ship feels like it's sort of trying to manoeuvre and burn at the same time.
Mike, through the middle of it, just like curse Yao, be like, come on Yao, what the fuck are you doing?
So as you actually say this, the door opens and someone sort of comes in, looks at you. And throws a suit towards you, turns around, closes the door, opens another one. You hit up, presume, throwing more suits into each of the rooms.
Right, get out of the couch and put the suit on. And maybe not the hygiene. Oh my god, I don't know what to do.
Risk.
Do you want me to put this on now?
The door's closed.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking out.
Okay.
I'm better with G anyway.
So there's no G alarm going off at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, unbuckle and quickly get that suit on. Oh my god. Hold on to the side of the couch while I
do that. That was thoroughly average, wasn't it?
3, 5, 6, 7, 8. Plus, is there anything? Dex, maybe?
So it's a dex check, yeah.
Plus 2, so 10.
10.
With a 3 for feet.
Yeah, so you managed to get your suit on in a reasonable amount of time. No G alarm goes off at this point in time. You buckle yourself back in.
Mm. is the head thing on?
Yeah, so you okay, good. Lock yourself in.
Double check, make sure it's like airtight.
Okay, roll me a d6.
Oh.
It's on.
Ha! 3, 4,
so 8 plus your dex 2.
10.
So 10. Yeah, again. So you buckle yourself back into your crash couch, all okay. And you're all good, you've not made the same mistake this time. It's kind of awkward being in like the suit of your arm slung up as well, but you're in at least and it's all locked in.
Probably would have taken it off to be fair. I mean, just untie it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously sore.
Yeah.
So, as this is happening, you have one of the other crew who you haven't met before come in to your room. She just like, looks at you and is like, get your fucking suit on, and just like punches a hole in the side and a suit basically like a panel behind you sort of like opens up and there's a suit in there, basically an oxygen bit.
Cool. I will...
And turns away and begins floating off again, back down.
She says.
Yeah.
I guess that's a roll.
Yep. Get your suit on.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. So you get your suit on, no worries.
Excellent.
Do you want to put yourself back into a couch or not?
Definitely.
Yeah. I do not want to become paste.
No, I do. Meat paste.
Oh, that's
a good... It's a good,
it's a good face, so not, it says not, 9 plus whatever your dex is.
10,
yeah. Okay, so you easily get yourself back into your couch after getting your helmet on.
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay.
Good.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice here. Check your helmet.
I will check my helmet. Make sure there's no holes or anything.
I checked mine.
That's the last time I will give any assistance there, so the helmet is perfect. That couldn't be better.
Excellent.
Martian military grade, locked in place.
Perfect.
Both now in spacesuits.
G'day.
This woman floats back off and begins sort of like grabbing hold of an arm rail, basically like flies off down the ship.
Ooh, nice.
So she's heading down towards what you assume is the drive power plant.
Okay.
So potentially if you have to draw the conclusion, she's probably be the mechanic or the engineer.
Excellent.
So, you begin.
Is my door still open?
So no, your door's been closed.
Lock? Or just closed?
I don't know.
Can I have made a perception check?
Well, do you know what a locked door looks like compared to?
Well, might sound different.
Well, they go across. So basically, the doors go across, and then they click in.
Okay.
So electromagnetically sealed.
The internal things.
Weird. No, it's electromagnetically sealed. It's just like it just locks in.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, you sort of begin getting a G alarm come off, and the whole ship begins to shudder again from fire, and then moves, and then you hear an almighty screech come across the ship, and you feel suddenly the power plant or the drive cut offline,
oh,
and the whole ship goes into free spin and begins just sort of like drifting. You sort of still hearing the PVC fire going off on the outside, but after a while that also sort of stops.
Oh my god.
I'm guessing I'm probably in one of the better protected areas of the ship.
Yes, you are. They're in probably the best protected area of the ship. Because they're right in the middle. And they're under the hardest point of the armoured deck. So you're a bit more exposed, but not too badly, because you are in the crew area.
If we're in...
So you are now
zero-G.
Fully in zero G. The ship is in free spin.
And I'm assuming I've got mag boots in the suit.
Yep.
Cool. I might take a wander.
Okay.
As it's probably a limited number of crew on board, I will just maybe head down to where
myself to a gun.
Yeah, pretty much. Go hunting around for anything that is
anyone.
Yeah. Not washed off their feet.
Okay. So as you make your way out, you kind of like peek out sort of like the side of like your room, and you're like, it's very quiet on board. And you begin sort of like trudging along on like your mag boots. You want me a perception check?
So there's what, 10, 11, 12?
Okay. So as you're walking along, you feel the vibration of a magnetic like grappling arm essentially and a airlock seal locking into place on the ship.
Oh, God save me.
Boarded.
And the whole ship sort of shudders and trembles, and you begin hearing the cutting noise of someone trying to override the outer airlock on the ship.
Now, we make another assumption that the Martians on board are under attack, and it's probably something to do with the other prisoners on board. So, looking like a prisoner at the moment is a good idea.
Yep.
So I'm going to head back down to where the brig is.
Okay. Roll me a fake dice.
Ooh, just a one fake dice. Oh dear. That's a one.
One fate.
Oh dear.
One fate doesn't
which is about as bad as it can get. So as you're wandering back down, you know, you're sort of like floating down, you see the operations deck door open and you see a guy in full Martian marine armor come running down the deck plate, basically, who sees you. He's got a, like an assault rifle in one hand, kind of just like sees you and starts beckoning you to get back upstairs. Basically, there's someone trying to break in, and it's augmented. And he's like, begins sort of saying to you, "You need to get out of here, man. They're coming." Someone's coming, I don't know who.
I'm trying.
In full Martian gear, they're saying that.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Full Martian power armor.
If they're frightened,
yeah,
I'm going to be very frightened.
He's the only one who's got armor.
So that's got to be Yao then?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be like, yes, I'm getting out of the way. Don't trust me, I'm getting out of the way.
Okay. So as he kind of like barrels past you towards the airlock, you see him sort of set up across the airlock, pointing his rifle towards where this lock has been broken down by someone or something.
Can I get out of my crash couch at this point?
Yeah, get out of your crash couch.
Can I head over to the, like, gently push from my seat over to the door and then, like, stop myself before I crash into it?
Yeah.
Can I, like, try and push it open? I want to try and get out.
Okay.
Like, get out!
Roll a strength check.
Yeah, baby.
Baby.
Eight,
so 12.
Strength get plus one.
Plus one, so 13. So, yeah, I mean, you haven't really got anything to brace yourself on, but as you go into the door, you notice that when you hit it, the magnetic seal isn't there. So you kind of like knock in, and the door sort of goes and just moves forward a little bit.
Okay. Slide it open.
Okay, so you begin dragging it open. I mean, these are electromagnetic seals.
Brace myself,
so
if, you know, the door frame, kind of like that, and then kind of like drag
open. So with the drive offline, you feel like the main power plant on the ship is probably dead.
Yeah.
So there's no power.
Interesting.
The ship is dead in the water, literally.
Kind of like on my crash couch.
Yep.
Is there anything that looks easily detachable that I could use as a weapon? Like a metal bar or something?
You could probably pull the arms off if you're really strong enough, but they're like...
I mean, like, unscrew something, they're like a pipe or something.
With what?
My fingers! Okay.
No.
Alright, then I'll just open the door and then look down the corridor.
Okay. So you look down the corridor, and as you sort of like peek your head out and look down the corridor, you see a guy in armoured power armour running down the corridor, and then stop midway down, and basically point his rifle down towards a side point on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And you also see another person floating around in a jump in a suit, sort of get out of his way and begin floating back down towards the brig.
Right. Okay. We're gonna want to be with the marine. Are all the other doors open, or is it just mine?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Have a look around and see if any of the doors are open.
You can have a look. You can go and test them.
Okay, cool.
The assumption would be yes. The assumption would be yes. So you go up to the first door, Which door are you going to go to?
It's the one opposite mine.
Okay, it's the one opposite yours. You sort of push on it.
Try and open it.
Opens.
Is anyone in there?
It's empty.
Okay, check the next one.
Okay.
Well, I need to make sure everyone's okay. I know this sounds stupid, but check the next one.
Okay, so you open the
you
next
one. You can let everyone out but me. Fucking nauseous.
So you open the next one.
Yeah.
And a guy is basically strapped to his couch and is in his suit. Looks over to you and sort of like, air coil.
Oh god, we're gonna have to go. Kind of leap, walk in and go towards the couch.
Float into the couch.
And unbuckle him.
He's like, hey man, get off.
We need to go. Like, go.
Fucking well one of us. Yeah, unbuckles himself and stands up. He's much, much, much taller than you. He's really gangly and thin. But he's like a really dark, if you can like imagine like a really black, dark skin. Like really, really like almost midnight-esque kind of skin. He sort of looks down at you and it's like, what do you want, eh?
Okay? We need to go.
He sort of like pushes out the way, looks out the thing, and sees the Martian Marine. It's like, hey.
Are we all on the same channel then, I'm guessing, if we still haven't got, if there's no vacuum, if we're in vacuum. And we
so when you're touching each other, you can talk to each other.
Okay. Okay, well now he's like just left me in the room.
Yeah,
I'm grateful swine. Right.
Sort of like looking around and you see him float the other direction to where the Martian is. And begin floating off down towards the other side, the other end of the ship, essentially.
Get out, open the next door.
Okay.
I feel like I need to let everyone out.
So. Okay, so you open the next one, and there's a very Hispanic-looking woman.
Okay.
Sort of in there. She's in the middle of putting her helmet on. She turns and looks at you and is like, what?
I'm not touching Eric on here. Shut the door.
Okay.
Next one.
Yep. So the next one you open up. And there's another guy sat down on his couch, all sort of gimbaled in and sat back and just relaxing. But he seems to be almost praying.
Push myself over to the chair. So you kind of hold on to him.
Okay.
Hey.
Sort of like looks up at you. He's got a very tan sort of olive skin. He's got what looks like a greying beard and greying hair.
We need to go.
He sort of grips hold of your arm. Are you the fucking cavalry?
I'm trying to do you a favour, asshole. Get in the suit and come on, we need to go.
Are you... He kind of just like looks at you. And he pulls your hand and pulls you over the top of him and unbelts himself and goes out the door as well. He looks out towards the Martian Marine. You sort of see like almost like a feral grin come up on his face.
Can I like keep chatting to him?
And he sort
I can't
of
hear me,
floats but... down towards the Marine.
I guess jump over. I'm trying to like, if there's any, is there any more left to open?
Well, there are, but both of them are empty.
Do I know that they're both empty?
Oh, you can have that. So we can
okay, well, if I don't know they're both empty, then I've got to check them. So.
Cool. Okay. You check them, but they're all empty.
Okay.
So the guy, the really dark-skinned guy, is basically floated off towards engineering.
Okay.
The guy who just let out with the grey, sort of stubbly beard and grey hair and really dark olive skin has just started floating down towards the Marine. And he almost has like a predatory look on his face as he's floating down towards this guy. And then as this is going on, you're floating down as well. So you're sort of like, I don't know how you're moving. You see all these cells in front of you, just like this woman like going back and forth between all of these slowly. And then you obviously arrive. And as you get down there, this other guy sort of like floats past you smiling. Almost like, if you have like that psychopath sort of like look.
Yeah.
That kind of like vibe.
Good. Not going to question him too much.
Yeah, and he's floating towards Yao, basically, who's at this moment set up looking almost like in the wrong direction.
if
towards this.
If I've got the point. Martian suit on,
yeah,
I'm assuming I've got comms compared to everybody else.
You do have a Martian. Yeah, you have a naval suit on. So
I might just surreptitiously tap the comms.
Yeah.
On open Martian broadband.
Yeah.
And just say, prisoners are loose. And they're right behind you.
Okay. Can you roll me a fate dice?
Yeah. I won't point it out to anybody else.
prisoners
are
loose.
Oh.
Two. Okay, so as you say this, Yao sort of like stops, looking at the other very briefly, turns and looks, and then almost without sort of preamble turns to point his rifle down the hallway towards all of you, essentially, and then suddenly disappears out into the void.
Could be worse. He could have shot me.
Yeah, all gone.
There's an explosive decompression from that side of the ship, and the whole thing just...
Oh my god, grab onto
out.
A door or something. Like, grab
the
onto...
whole ship begins venting air, basically.
Thank god I've got my grav boots on. Back boots.
Yeah. Do I have back boots?
Yeah, but he had his back boots on as well.
Yeah, but he was stood right next to the door.
He was stood right next to the explosive decompression, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming
you
mine
do
will
have
magnets, okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
I will attempt to grab hold
magnetic
of something
gravity
else.
Yeah, okay, so you start putting your magnetic like boots up to like max, essentially, as you're flying along. This could be very interesting depending on the pull, so can you roll me a fate dice, each of you?
Oh my god
I'm gonna take
broken
an EVA.
You're all good.
Excellent.
Right, okay. So as you're floating down, I'll also roll for this guy who was working up with you as well. Yeah, okay. So as this is happening, you're sort of like, yeah, there are people floating around, you should really shoot them.
Yeah!
Back up.
Such a little rich kid.
Daddy won't tell on me. As this occurs, you see Yao obviously get pulled out, and you're like, holy shit, and you get pulled forward and just grabbing on. You're like trying to like get your mag boots to lock, and as you do, one of your legs does lock on the side of the wall.
Ouch.
And you pull across and you just hear a rip as your inner thigh basically tears the muscle before the other boot locks in place.
Just make a note of that. Serious leg injury.
Crush damage.
Serious.
Serious crutch damage is just
we are
the
not
kind.
Doing well, man. So though,
this is fine. This is exactly the kind of shit that would happen to you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you on the other hand managed to get your mag boots in place just about enough, and just like brace yourself on the wall,
okay,
and kind of like slide along just a little bit, getting your boots hard down on the ground. The other guy who was sort of like floating along realizes what's happened, drifts along like a little bit, bumping along, and then manages to get himself some footing.
If you could hear Eli at the moment. Oh my god, my leg! Oh god, that's so painful!
Shouldn't have been a trigger. Sorry, don't worry about that.
Shouldn't have been a trigger.
Hey, you don't know.
I'm just
a prisoner.
You're all prisoners.
In Martian gear.
Hey, I'm just the last person.
Yeah, but he's wearing a jumpsuit.
In Martian gear.
Yeah, he's still wearing a Martian gear.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which will be hilarious in a minute.
What, when they take me out and...
No.
Well, this ship must have escape pods. So my plan is to basically go to somewhere...
Why would there be an escape pod?
On a ship?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a generic thing, surely.
No.
Not in this universe.
No.
Crap.
Because basically the idea is, if something this catastrophic happens on board a ship, you're dead.
I'm going to go to comms, but then, like, go try and...
You're
going
to try and get to...
Go try and make my way to comms and the deck.
Okay. So you begin floating your way forward, and this guy who's in grey, or the grey sort of, like, bit, as you're wandering forward, as you're floating along, just puts his arm across, and he's like, where do you think you're going, Echo? Cavalry's here, man. We're free.
Look to where he looked.
Yes, he's looking at the hole in the side of the ship. There is another ship outside and a load of people with EVA packs.
Essentially, you know, if you're arms like that, can I hold sort of here and here and kind of like be float, like my legs,
yeah,
kind of floating up?
Yeah,
like,
that's fine.
Who's here?
The Phoenix Man. We're free.
He says we, so I'm okay with that. I'll just shut up. I'll sort of hold on to him. He's not kicking me off. And he says, we are free. So I'm going with that at the moment. If I'm going to be free, I'm going to hold on to him. Basically, shut up.
Yeah. So you just sort of like start shouting around, essentially.
We're all free!
And then begins flying off towards the side of the ship where the hole was.
I'm going to hold on to him.
Cool.
Shouldn't they go past me?
Yes.
I'll be holding on to my groin, fighting the urge not to vomit. And I'll be
Ashley.
Hey man, good save with that marine.
No worries. Could we just please something for the pain?
Oh, we're not on the same comms as you, so we can't hear you.
Kind of grabs hold of you and looks at you and it's like...
We're on River Chinga.
You're mashing.
Mistaken identity. Really painful leg.
Only persuasion, man.
You got bargaining and you got persuasion, so...
What have we got?
Be a talker, but at the moment you are under undue duress.
Oh, damn. Come on, don't kill me.
There's a whole section, by the way, in the rule book for duress.
Nice. So that's, what, 6, 7, and 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, plus 2 for the bargaining. So 12, but one fate. Okay. Kind of like looks you up and down and say, like, you've come with us, boy.
Oh, thank God. He says, thinking about it.
And then begins dragging you off.
Can I just be holding onto this guy's belt as well? I'm like,
And before you know it, you've been tossed to a guy outside who's got an EVA pack on. Kind of looks at this other guy, he's like, and gives him like a few hand signals. And then as he sort of like looks at you, he looks you down in the eye and gives you the universal belter, fuck you, symbol.
You too, buddy.
He sort of like turns to you and passes you to one of his mates.
Excuse me? Am I just in the middle of space here? Inside the ship?
Yeah.
Or in the middle of space?
No, we're literally now on the hull of the ship. Passes you to one of his mates on the outside of the ship.
Oh my God. Like, I'll be grabbing to grab him. Yeah. I don't want to like fly in the same direction forever if I miss. I'm like, ah!
Right, so he grabs like you with an EVA pack and then they begin burning back towards their ship, which is just outside.
Okay, I don't care who he is. Hold on for dear life. Like, I don't want to be floating through space.
And then this other guy who was with them comes out, this really dark-skinned black guy sort of comes out and looks around and is like, eh. And again, goes off on the EVA pack guys. And they all begin going back and you get to an airlock where it begins cycling and you all begin going inside.
Are we trying not to have an entity?
Death in space. Can you both do me a perception check?
Right. So that's a 12 and...
It's 12, fuck.
Yeah, 18.
18, yeah.
Plus 20, okay.
Oh, well perceptive.
I am well perceptive, man.
Yeah, man.
How perceptive is Amelia? Amelia is pretty perceptive as well.
11, 12, 13 plus...
4. Cool. 13
plus
4. 17. 17 or 20. So you both notice as you're floating along. Whilst you may have been near Enceladus the last time you checked, Saturn is, you know, just like a small dot on the horizon, essentially, you know, and you appear to be out quite deep in, you know, sort of interplanet space.
Okay.
And there's nothing else really around apart from this ship, which appears dead in the water.
What kind of ship is it?
And this one that you're going on board. This ship at the moment, you can't really tell because it's completely painted black.
So, Belter Co-op. Covert operations.
Okay, but how big is it?
Well, you can't really tell, apart from the fact that it's blanking out the stars. I mean, at this sort of distance, I mean, how much do you know about ships?
A fair amount, maybe.
Okay.
How much do I know?
How much do you know? Okay, so the ship is probably about 150 to 200 meters long. It's quite a big ship.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't a UN ship either.
No.
Shit. I'm not getting rescued.
No.
No. Okay. Fantastic.
Do you want to try and do like a recollection on something that was said to you earlier?
Well, he said the cavalry's here.
Yeah, but he also said something else.
Phoenix is here. Okay. So someone obviously interdicted us to try and get him. Right, okay.
Yep.
He's a political prisoner. We're all essentially terrorists on this boat, apart from you.
So it's got to be OPA.
Oh my god.
We are screwed. I'm screwed. You're screwed. You're really screwed. I'm just really, really screwed. Rich Martian, yay!
We'll make some money out of you, man. And you're dressed like a Martian. Hey, Quill.
I'm not with you.
And we will leave it there.
Oh.
Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.